Torah in the same Amud,
we have a stira as to when do we have a Yom Hadin, that we find Rav Yochanan paskening Shlosh Hasfarim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah, Echad Shal Rishon Gemurim, Echad Shal Tzadik Gemurim, etc. And then a little later on in the Gemara speaks about Gimel Kitos L'Yom Hadin, Achad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, Achad Shal Rishon Gemurim, and the context clearly is at the end of time, towards Tchiyas HaMesim. And then we have a third Gemara in Tainis, which deals with the Yom HaDin upon a person's death. So the Ramban very, very nicely and neatly categorized these. We have a Yom HaDin for the Guf, that's a yearly Yom HaDin. We have a Yom HaDin for the Neshama, that's upon the Neshama's leaving the body at the end of Me'ev Esrim. And then we have a Yom HaDin for the Guf slash Neshama for the entirety towards Tchiyas HaMesim. However, then the Ramban says, fine. The problem is not so much with the framework of the Yom HaDin, having a Yom HaDin for the Guf on a yearly basis. The problem is the Psak Halacha, that according to Rav Yochanan, Tzadikim Gemurim Nichtavim V'Nechtamim Ra'alter L'Chayim, that's not reality. That Rishoyim Gemurim Nichtamim V'Nechtavim Ra'alter L'Misa, that's not reality. How can you have a Gemara where Rav Yochanan simply ignores reality? Not only does he ignore reality, he ignores Tanakh. In other words, that all of Tanakh speaks about the Tzadik V'Ralo and Rosh V'Tovlo. That's Sefer Koheles. And Kal V'Chomer, that's Sefer Iov. And this was really the approach of Rav Yochanan's approach, was the approach of the Chevra Mevio. If something bad is happening to you, kind of you're a Rasha, because that's what it says in the Torah. Rishayim Gemurim Nechtamim L'Misa. Misa, again, being the broad definition of all evils that occur to man. So if you currently have lost your family and lost your wealth and lost your health, kanere that you're a Russia. That's what Rav Yochanan said. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Eov's friends and said, no, you're wrong. Eov is right and you're wrong. And you owe Eov an apology and you owe me a kapara, etc., for thinking that things work in such a simplistic manner. But so how did Rav Yochanan paskin that way? So that's what we're holding, correct? Even brings the Gemara over here of Moshe Rabbeinu, who asked to see, you know, the future of the Torah, and he was shown Rabbi Akiva, and then he was shown Rabbi Akiva's demise and horrifying death, and he said Zo Torah v'Zo Schara, and was responded Shto Kachol Machshava Lefanai. How does that fit in with Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtavim La'alter Lechayim? Aval Hamemra Hazo Nemra B'Chochma. Va'alpi ha'higayon, shiyadua hu lakol, she'ein hanidonim ba'olam ela arba'a. That if we're going to divide things into logical categories and we're going to relate to man and judgment, there are four options. One option is shelo yavo lifnei beis dino, that man is not judged. A second option is sheba lefanav v'lo gamru dino, his sentence is hanging. These are the four points of interaction between man and judgment. Either he misses the judgment, or the judgment is currently going on, or he is guilty, or he is innocent. In terms of Rabbi Yochanan's statement, Rabbi Yochanan has three kitot liyom hadin, three svarim, because kol bayi olam ovrim lefanav kivnei maron. That's our Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the Nisan Rosh Hashanah. That no one escapes this din. So there is no kat that escapes the din. So we're left with three kitot. Those whose din is suspended, those who are found guilty, and those who are innocent. Hakol ovrim lefanav. Ein choshech v'ein tzamabas lisos Hashem. There's no way of postponing this din. Nishru banidonim shrosha. And here we have a question of redefinition, of the ability to reformulate, that answers all the questions. Kol hazoche bedino, nikra tzadik gomor. Tzadik does not mean righteous. Tzadik does not mean brownie points. Tzadik doesn't mean what you did with your life. Did you do mitzvos or did you averos? Tzadik means that in this din, you were found to be zakai. And kol hamachuyav bedino, nikra rasha gamor. Again, rasha does not mean an evil person. Rasha means that in this din, you were found to be guilty. V'hama'uyan shemishkolo shave l'kan l'kan nikra benoni. And the one whose din is put on hold for another 10 days, he is called the benoni, imkein. So if we'll take an example, ha'rasha ha'gamor ha'muchad, sha'avad avodah zara, Va'asa gili arayos u'shvichus damim. Someone who goes against all of the cardinal averos. Va'asa mitzvah achas levada during his lifetime. Hakadosh Baruch Hu din is l'shalim schara ba'olam hazeh shiyichyeh hashana hazot. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu decides that for this one mitzvah that Esav Harasha did, even though he was over Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichus Damim, the fact that he was Mechabe Kibud Ave'en, or the fact that he lived in Eretz Yisrael, according to many deos, that meant that he deserved to get Sachar for that, and that Sachar would be given to him in Olam Hazeh. So in Rosh Hashanah, Esav HaRasha is found in the Sefer Tzadikim Gemurim. In this din, he is a tzaddik. In this din, he is absolved. He is going to live the year. Nikra tzaddik gomor pishim, it's tzaddik b'din. Again, tzaddik doesn't relate to his personality. Tzaddik relates to the psak din. Kamo achav, that we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu relating to achav, ha-ra'isa ki nichav achav milofanai yan ki nichna, etc. That because achav, who was an oved avodah zarah and a rotzeach, was nichna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give him a few more years of life. So in those few years of life, when Rosh Hashanah came around, Achav was written in the Sefer Tzadikim Gemurim because that's what was the bottom line of his din. V'chein Rishon Gemurim la'alter l'misa, Rasha, again, doesn't mean the Rasha of the personality, the Rasha in terms of Averos. Ela, even the Chafetz Chaim, kiim kol ha-Torah kula, but did one thing, ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yasa tov v'lo yechta. For example, hora halacha achas v'nei ravo, and therefore it was decided that this was going to be the end of his life. So in that year, the Chafetz Chaim would be listed in the Sefer Rishoyim Gemurim, namely, that he was mechuyev in that din. Nimtza kol haksuvim b'sefer Achayim shezochu lichyot ad Rosh Hashanah haba, kulam are phrased tzadikim gemurim b'dinam. Again, one has to take it contextually. In their din, their tzadikim, v'chol ha-nichtavim b'sefer ha-meisim shi'amusu v'shana ahi, kulam rishoyim gemurim b'dinam. And if you turn to the Rabban and say, where do you know this from? He says, that's Hebrew. That's the Ulpan. The Rabban went to Ulpan, studied Hebrew, that's Hebrew. Hitzdiku es ha-tzadik v'hirshiyu es harasha. We're not speaking over here about tzadik in the broader sense, or Russian in the broader sense. In this din, this person was chayav and this person was patur. Tzadik v'rasha b'din zeh. Noki v'tzadik al taharog. Naki v'tzadik doesn't mean this person is a greiser yirei shamayim. It means that in terms of this din, we don't have edim against him. Therefore, al taharog. V'chein mashis kiru chayim u'misa, that we pointed out that chayim relates to all of the tovot, and misa relates to all of the ra'ot. Nagoyim misas bonim aniyus v'chol ma'oros. All of this is what is decided on a yearly basis. So, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, it's in terms of the result. Tzadik Gomor is in terms of the result. Rasha Gomor is in terms of the result. And Beinoni, it means that the result is pushed off, but has nothing to do with Sefer Iyov, has nothing to do with Sefer Koheles, has nothing to do with Zot Torah, v'Zot Schara. All it points out is that no one escapes din, that there is no fourth category. Everyone is judged, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbonos in terms of judgment, how he relates to Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, how he deals with mitzvos that a person does in Averos, in his own Shikul Hadas. The Rambam talks about at great length in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva. Okay, at this point the Ramban moves over to the world of Shofar, and he has a long, long, long section in terms of the dinim of Tkiya Shofar on Rosh Hashanah that we're not going to learn. But I pointed out that we're going to come back to the Ramban towards the end where he relates the drashta to the people we're speaking to, namely those who were living in Eretz Yisrael. So, tomorrow, we'll see that end of the end of the drasha of the Rambam.